Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to the second edition of the Two Insider podcast. I am Dracaniel, and Warren is here too. Okay, Warren, let's get started.
All right, well, then I'm going to ask your opinion. Has the game for you been a lot more stable now that PWI has removed these player crashing Dragon Orb Mirages and Dragon Orb Flames that were just apparently crashing everybody's game?
I was wondering what made the game crash with those things, because they were using the same thing as the up and down, or it's completely different.
I tell you, I've played the game for 3 years now, and when PWI lets loose with one of these hilarious fibs, I guess I'm at the point now where I just laugh. Like, I don't feel insulted that they're lying to us again. But when they announced that, oh, they had to have an emergency maintenance to get rid of these orbs because everybody knows that that was what must have been crashing everyone's clients, it was just laughable. It was like, you know, I couldn't believe, like, they could have at least thought of a better lie. How did you feel about it?
No, I'm kind of used to PWI. Strike me with the moment of that thing. That's a thing that really struck me these days. But yeah, what about these orbs? Do you know more than me? Because I know nothing about it. They just, like, I read the announcement, like, made the game crash, but you know,
It's obvious that they weren't actually causing the games to crash. That was just, I don't know who in PWE came up with that one, or PWI came up with that one, but it's pretty funny. I think the only logical explanation as to why what happened is that PWI decided to put these objects in the game, and of course, they're extremely powerful. Anybody who managed to grab a bunch of them and plus 12 all their gear is now laughing. And then the directive came down, and this was in the news reports from PWE, like legitimate news reports, regarding their company's direction, that they said that they were going to stop or try to reduce the amount of monetization in their games, which translated means we're going to cut back on sales. We're going to try to raise prices in-game so that the games last longer. And I think that's basically what happened is PWI must have went ahead with the sale, then PWE came along and said, no, you can't put those in the game, take them out. They came up with this convoluted, we have to have an emergency maintenance for server stability, which was nonsense, but that's the only rational explanation. I don't know if that's true or not, but I can't think of anything else that counts for all that we know.
Actually, I was surprised when they put those on sale. Just after the orbs one star, I thought it was kind of weird that they did that. Surprised me.
Well, yeah, especially the incredibly low price on those Dragon Orb ones. I mean, I don't know about you, but I still have about 13,000 of them spread out somewhere in my shops. So, I mean, I grabbed them, and they were, I mean, they're obviously, when I saw the price, I thought, okay, this is it. PWI is going to milk the game. This is the final sort of hurrah. They're going to, they're thinking it's probably only going to last another year, which is kind of sad, but that's kind of what I felt. But then when they came out with the Dragon Orb 11s and 12s, I thought, oh yeah, this is it. This is the final hurrah. They're going to try to get one last sort of cash craze out of the game before they kind of just let it fizzle away. But then, of course, the directive came down. No, we're going to extend the life of the game. And they pulled their sales. And I don't know really where that leaves us. I guess they are hoping that the game will last another couple of years, probably.
Yeah, it's sad. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling like that more and more PWE staff are trying to break the game for you. Like, they take all kind of initiatives that will break the game even more. I feel like the community is really coming to a point that I've never seen before. Like, the kind of
I've seen the community get despondent. I think we still have to remember the initial shock of when anniversary packs first appeared. That was pretty shocking. The current Plus 11, the ridiculously low prices on everything, even that I have to say is not as shocking as initial anniversary packs, and probably not as shocking as when they just liquidated Rank 8 and Rank 9, and suddenly something that used to cost 2 billion coins suddenly was dirt cheap. I think those two events were probably more of a earth-shattering thing to people who are established players than the current sales were. I think that the difference for me was just they kept coming one after another, sort of rapid fire, and I was thinking, yeah, this might be it. They might be ready to kill the game here. But now we're kind of in a limbo where we're not really sure.
That would be too bad then if they kill PWI, because I think it's kind of their most money-making game, isn't it? Because they have Forsaken World that seems to work pretty well. But I think PWI is the best, no? They have the largest community.
Well, I especially, the thing I don't really understand is that the game the game is pretty good. I mean, I compared to a lot of games out there, I mean, sure, it's a grinder, and sure, it tends to be very formulaic, but you know what? It's really well done, and there's so much in the game that if it wasn't for the fact that you can just grab a stack of items and go to FCC, there's lots of content, but of course, nobody plays any of it anymore, because why would you? If you want experience, you go to FCC with your hypers, and you just kill goons all day, and of course you know apparently you'll get banned if you're like anybody gets banned for killing goons. I mean, I don't personally know anybody who's gotten banned for doing it. I personally
to get banned, actually they don't really monitor it. It's to get down, you have to have someone to take a screenshot of you doing it at the time you do it. I mean, if you don't have someone snitching you, you won't get banned.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Because coins is like you would destabilize the economy if you did doing something and pick up the coins, you would get like crazy.
Yeah, I think I personally maintain my moratorium on FCC. I'm just not interested in leveling that fast. I know it's silly. This is why I'm still level 99 after who knows how long playing the game. But I take my time. I enjoy the game, and I figure at any moment I could just declare, okay, that's it. I want to be level 101 and get my rank 9. But I figure I'll get there within a couple of months. So lots of people, they're addicted to FCC. PWI has decided that they're going to allow that. It should be noted that. Certainly if you play lots of characters, then you're going to want to just power level them, and PWI has said this is how we're going to allow you to do it. Anything else is kind of pointless if XP is what you want. It's interesting that it's only our version apparently that allows this.
Well, it's another source of making money for PWD, because let's be honest, I mean, they were talking about fixing the moon glitch, and suddenly out of the blue you get an hyper experience stone cell. Are you kidding me? You're just trying to make us give wins even more, you're doing a sale about it.
Well, I want to get back to something you were talking about earlier. You were mentioning about the love up and down thing. It's kind of a hugely important thing. We should probably discuss it. It's no secret that if you want to, you can find a lot of the server code for Perfect World old versions. You know, lots of people are running private servers. I don't condone it. I don't approve of it. But if you're curious, you can look into what's out there. And what you'll see is a lot of these private servers are being shut down. Well, not shut down, but they're dying because they can't stop dupes. The old code didn't have proper checks, and so people on these servers are cheating, and so it ruins the economy and destroys these private servers. Now, I say to that, good riddance. I mean, you know, I think Perfect World deserves to make a profit. However, these dupes don't work on the official servers. So Perfect World, and when I say PWE, I'm referring to the company as a whole. I usually am referring to the China contingent. So clearly, PWE is
PWE
actively...
PWE is just America. The real company that lies in China is One May. Whatever its name is, and
okay, yes. Yeah, okay,
different, like a franchise.
Okay, so all right. Well, in that case, what I really mean then is the PW Wanmei, the China. You know, clearly they are very active at stopping these kinds of dupes. They're stopping these kinds of glitches. And they have to be, because these things will kill the game faster than anything else. And they've obviously kept up to date on it. Every so often you'll see more and more hacks being shut down. If you've ever been on the server and you've seen a system shout saying so-and-so is cheating, please take a screenshot and notify a GM, that's somebody using a wall hack to move into sections that they can't get to, and they eventually get too close to GM-only NPCs, and they have a trigger that anybody who gets close to them, if they're not a GM, that triggers this announcement. I used to see that fairly, maybe once every couple of months. I haven't seen it in a very long time, so I'm assuming that they've patched that, too. So they're actively fighting all these cheats. They're actively fighting all these glitches. However, then comes along PWI America and installs their own little homebrew web page gift for the Jones Blessing, and they leave in what has got to be like sorry, but this is a real Bush League security error, not checking the ID that the player is requesting. Could you please send me a love up and down? Yes, here's your love up and down. Really? I mean, that worked? I mean, it was such a...
That was pretty clever.
To find the details. Well, the thing is, I guess it's pretty clever, but this is the kind of stuff that, I mean, back in high school, I remember... my job, because the teacher basically figured, you know, hey, Warren's not going to be doing the assignments, so, I'll get him the grade, everyone else's stuff. I would basically, you know, people would hand in their assignments, and I would start checking for security flaws, and I would do things like I would bet negative dollars in their casino game, lose, and then be a millionaire, because, you know, I bet a negative number. And I would do all these very, what I thought were basic checks. And find all these security problems, and, you know, and show people, look, you got to check for this stuff. You got to make sure the player can't do this. If you're going to make a game, you got to be aware that people are going to try this stuff. And that was like 20 years ago. I mean, to allow something so obvious. I mean, if I had wanted to, I would have immediately tried that if I was, you know, a hacker. But I don't like to cheat, so I don't do it. But I definitely would have tried that just as a joke. If I, you know, if I had wanted to see, hey, I wonder if these guys messed up, I would have done it.
Well, to be honest, I thought PWA was so a big company that they wouldn't let a glitch like that come around, you know. I was kind of disappointed.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and I actually, when they took Medals of Glory out of the DQ rewards page, the first thing I did is I went and I looked at the code because I was curious, like, is this a permanent removal or is it still being left in the code? Because I wanted to see. And so I looked at the code, and there they are with all the numbers for each item, and I thought, well, couldn't you just change the number? No, there's no way that, no, they'd never leave something like that. It obviously would never. Well, apparently they did. Apparently they left the door wide open. And whoever this guy is, you know, we have to thank him for being an idiot, because it wasn't enough to apparently add one of these things. He had to try to sell 20 a day every day for like 200 million each, and like world chat shouted. So thank you for being dumb, because apparently, I mean, there's probably people who were doing this and they were doing it quietly. Yeah, this guy, this is the idiot who got caught. Yeah, he's the idiot who got caught, but I guarantee if he just doing it, there was probably like 20 other people who were doing it quietly, and we'll never know about them.
No, sadly, he got caught. Now, what about selling those up and down at half price? Yeah,
I'm sorry, that made double second there.
Profit.
Exactly. I'm sure that the people were doing that. I'm sure that somewhere people were adding these things. I guess we'll never really know for sure. EW doesn't like to talk about this kind of thing. They tend to keep us in the dark. I don't know why they do that. I think, you know, if they would open up a little more to the fans. But I find it odd that this company seems to work very hard to build a barrier between its fans and themselves, and I don't really know why they do that. It was funny because if you read that post about hacking that Syndra did in the forums, it was like one of the very few times that I actually felt like a human being worked at PWI. This is the one that exposed the fact that a bunch of people had gotten hacked, and was written with a sense of humor. It acknowledged the existence of websites that, you know, Cinder gave a joking reference. You could tell that it was talking about game exploits. I assume it was game exploits. Frankly, if you got your account hacked because you were reusing the same password for your account that you were using on a game hacking website, you're right up there with the guy who tried to sell 20 Love Up and Downs every single day at half price. I mean, what were you thinking? I'm sorry, but really? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't approve of hacking, and I'm not saying, you know, you got what you deserve. No, I don't think anyone deserves to have their stuff stolen. But you were an idiot. You were a real idiot if that's what happened to you. So.
Yeah. And actually, it's not, you know, you were talking about game exploits. I think from what the post said, it was supposed to be, like, you know, the sites where you go buy real dollars, you buy coins in the game instead of charging them and selling on the auction apps. You have like those sites. You know what I'm talking about? Now there are some dumb people that see the form, you know, where you put your username and stuff. But those people didn't like think they might use their because what you have to do to get your coins supposedly from the site, you put your in-game name, your in-game, your in-game account, your in-game password, and then you magically get the coins. But I mean, people are dumb enough to fall for that. I mean, it's beyond any word I can say. Well, at least I don't have it in my vocabulary.
Yeah, I agree. It's one of those things.
Sure, dumbness.
Yeah, I mean, you can't help but stumble upon these sites when you're doing any sort of research into Perfect World. But, you know, you're just supposed to ignore them, because obviously, if they're not a scam, it's a one in a million, you know, thing that you've found the one site that isn't. But, you know, I can't imagine. I guess the people just feel that they want to get cheaper gold or something, and they're willing to take the risk. I'm not sure. But I can say, like, you know, as a successful merchant in the game, I like to keep things 100% legit, because then I have the protection of the entire security system built into the game, and plus, you know, I can always appeal to the GMs and say, hey, I think something might have happened here, and I can be 100% assured that, you know, I have a recourse. Whereas if you start doing all this gray market buying and selling, you're on your own.
And I more black market than gray. I wanted to ask you something, but I forgot. Yeah, just curious. If nobody exploited the love of Ben Down glitch, let's call it this way, what would you have gotten if it weren't fixed?
I think, you know, it's a good question, because I don't... One of the things that my friends and family used to complain about is that I would hack games, and I would figure out cheat codes for them, and then I would use those cheat codes and use that knowledge to make the game harder, which infuriated them, because I would, like, improve the AI and such to make the game more challenging, and they'd sit down and play, and all of a sudden they'd be getting their, you know, butt handed to them by the computer, and they'd be like, Warren, what did you do to the game? Why do you keep doing this? I was like, well, I want it to be more fun. I want it to be more challenging. So, you know, would I have given myself, you know, all the latest, greatest, you know, GM belt or whatever, you know? No, I never would have done that. You know, this is assuming I would ever do this kind of thing, and I just wouldn't. But, you know, I thought about it, actually, and I kind of thought, you know what, if it was up to me, I would just start, like, getting plus 11 and plus 12 orbs, simply because I would feel kind of like, you know, you lied to us about why you took them away. You know, like, I don't know what exactly it would feel. I know it wouldn't really work, because they would just, you know, ban me, and I wouldn't be able to use them, because that would be cheating. But just having them, just saying, oh yeah, you want to lie to us, you want to tell us one thing, and oh yeah, well, I'm going to get them anyway, and then just look at them and say, yeah, take that, you know? But I wouldn't be able to sell them, because I'd be like, no, I can't. Yeah, exactly, but I couldn't, yeah, like I say, so. I did actually think about that. What would you have gotten if you had been able to sneak this? Would you have taken advantage of it? Would you have felt bad about taking advantage of it?
Well, to be honest, when I saw that it was possible, I thought about, you know, sending myself first Dragon Orbs. I thought, yeah, I'm gonna plus my weapons and shit to 9, 12, etc. But then I thought, okay, well, that just won't work. I'm gonna get myself Demon Heaven's Flame, because that's useful if you don't want.
Well, yeah, you could probably give yourself, like, impossible items that don't exist, like a level 8 tome or something.
No, I'm talking about Demon Heaven's Flame. It exists. I just... Not a lot of people selling it in 20,000 drops, so when someone actually sells it, it's really expensive and stuff.
okay, here's a question, though. If you know ahead of time, like, not knowing what they were going to do, they were going to bring these things into the game and then 2 days later take them out, you know, allegedly for an emergency maintenance. Now, of course, I'm sure every merchant out there was thinking, oh, if only. Now, I know a few people had bought, like, 3 or 4 of them, and they made a killing. They made an absolute killing.
I guess.
Here's the question. You got insider knowledge. Like, if you've got insider knowledge that this is going to happen, do you keep it to yourself and, you know, just quietly buy tons and tons of gold, wait for the sale, purchase huge stacks of, you know, Mirage Dragon Orbs and Flame Dragon Orbs, and then wait for the announcement, oh, we're taking them out? Or do you, you know, announce it? Do you quietly, you know, make it an anonymous post? By the way, everybody, just so you know, this is what they're going to do. Do you tell the player base, let them know, or do you keep it secret? Of him, or if it's because somebody is, like, you know, holding a gun to his head and saying, no, this is what you're going to tell them, Frankie, and he just does what he's told. I kind of suspect that it's the second case, that he understands that you either shut up or you lose your job. I get that impression, and of course, anybody who remembers Eats with Spoons, I think that's, we all suspect that that's why he got canned, because he was trying too much to be on our side, and the company doesn't want that. Now, again, I don't know why the company treats us this way, because I like the game. I think it's a great game, right? And I tell all my friends, it's a great game, but the company will screw you over, and I don't know why. I don't know why they do that. I would love to just spread word of mouth and tell people, yeah, it's a great game, you know, no problem. But I always tell people, look, you can play it, but I don't recommend you put any money into it, because the company has a history of sticking it to you, and I don't know why. I just don't know why they do that.
First, when I started, you know, caring about the game itself, I thought that this lack of information and stuff was due to the fact that it was a Chinese game, and in China, we all know that communication is not the main feature of the culture there. So I thought it was due to that, but doing some researches, I mean, it has nothing to do with pure American management.
You know, it's funny, because I was thinking about the exact thing a few months ago, that, you know, I used to believe exactly what you said, that it was China that was the problem. So that PWI comes along and there it's like, oh, we're the innocent victims here, China doesn't tell us anything, they just spring this stuff on us. But the more I think about it, the more I've sort of done research, I don't think that's the case. I think that, you know, if you go to the Chinese forums, put them in Google Translate, there's a lot of information out there, and a lot of the information is early. It'll be like, you know, hey guys, this is what's coming up in 2 months. This is what you need to know. You can plan for this. So there's a lot of information on the Chinese servers. They're pretty open. But meanwhile, PWI kind of, I mean, they tell us one thing and then do another. And it's almost like they're afraid of truth for no apparent reason. like, again, I can't fathom, what's the big deal if they say, look, guys, we wanted to have a sale, but then China tells us we can't. Why not say that? What's the harm in saying that? There's no harm in saying that. But it's like they have this built-in fear of just being open and honest with their player base, and I don't know why.
Coming back to this subject, because I wanted to talk about it, you read my post about the game advisors, and what do you think about it? Because it's, now I consider it a dead thread, so I'm not gonna,
I missed that thread simply because I wasn't on the forums very much the past couple of months. I've been taking it easy for the summer, and I've only just recently started playing again heavily in the past couple of weeks. So, yeah, I missed that, and I was out of the loop.
Okay, well, I'll
do
the summer for you.
Okay, what's your theory?
What I was suggesting was creating a new position that would be only for players that actually play the game, that would not be 100% PWE paid employee, that would have to deal with the community directly instead of ticketing and stuff. But like, people, how to explain this, to have people to talk to when there is a problem, someone that will tell you bullshit about bugs or about, you know, this kind of short-term stuff, someone that you can run to and say, okay, there's a glitch there, let the developers know that it's killing the game and stuff, because I'm not sure the GMs do, I'm not sure that Frankie does, Frankie Ray does. It's like, imagine a canyon, and all the people throw their ideas in the canyon, and you never find them again. So I was thinking about making, like, dedicated player, like, I didn't think about the numbers of other players, too. Like, have GMs that are not really GMs, because I don't know if you noticed, but when you press the GM button on the in-game, you get nothing. No one answers you, no one does nothing. So actually, I was thinking of something like that, having real players doing it. Like, for example, moderating World Chat, because there are some things that really just don't run it, aren't run it on this chat that should be moderated. Stuff like that, you know, really basic stuff, but basic work that the GMs don't do, because now PWI doesn't have fixed GMs. You know, we have GMs from Forsaken World that drops in sometimes in PWI, then ban some players and then go back to Forsaken World. PWI doesn't have real GMs dedicated to this game. So, you know, I know.
Well,
you read the
that's okay. What my concern would be is that, let's say they go ahead and can give us players who have GM powers. That in order for them to actually have any power, they have to have the authority to use that power. Now, you know, in the corporate world, they talk about empowerment. Are your employees empowered to make decisions, or are they basically afraid to make decisions? And that's a bigger issue, I think, because I look at a lot of stuff that happens in perfect world, and I think, boy, the employees there must just be scared because they don't do anything. They do their jobs, but they don't seem to take any initiative. I think the perfect example of that was the PvP tournament. You know, if you look at what PW China did, They apparently spent a lot of money, a lot of time, and a lot of effort to organize this gigantic PvP tournament. But then what we got on the American side was kind of a slap together, it was so downplayed. Like, it was almost like they felt like, well, we got to do it, so let's do it, but let's not take any chances, let's not try anything exciting. They gave us this, you know, instead of having a proper bracketed tournament, so you could say, well, who's the best PvP team on the server? We don't know, because they gave us this 4-on-4 free-for-alls, which was, I suppose, it was fun, but it didn't answer the question of who's the best PvP team. Whoever at PW China had this idea, this is going to be great, this is going to be huge, and then it was kind of brought here to us, and it was handled so poorly that everybody was just kind of bored with it before it even started, because it was like, well, the format's dumb, you're going to allow a PvP tournament to be determined by PvE? Like, why bother? And I look at that, and I think that just smacks of employees who are scared, who they don't want to screw up. They don't want to try something that's exciting, that's bold. They want to try something that's safe. That's my impression. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if you noticed, but the tournament, we're supposed to have the results within the weekend, but we got nothing. Honestly, I just know that we got kicked. I don't know who won, I don't know anything. I don't know if you do. And I have searched the forums and I have watched the homepage of PWI to see who won, because I was like excited about it. And nothing, no information. Just a poor post from someone that participated in the tournament, but
It was amazing because this was one of those things that people have dreamed of, and yet when it finally sort of arrived, it was handled in such a downplayed fashion that it was almost like it was a nuisance to PWI to have to hold this thing. That's the impression I get, the way they seem to have handled it. I don't know. I mean, why couldn't we have a proper bracket of tournaments, and then we could finally know once and for all, hey, the best PvPs on your server are so-and-so. That would have been cool to know. And, it was nice, Lost City was trumpeting it out of the forums that they were the best, but of course, we'll never know, because who cares how fast you can kill a nerfed version of Harpy Wraith? I mean, big deal. What does that have to do with PvP? I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away from Lost City, but it would have been interesting to see Lost City kick ass in a real PvP tournament. That would have been interesting. I would have wanted to watch those videos, but we never got to see that.
Some players did take videos. I mean, the one participating in the tournament did take some videos, but very few of them. We don't have all the servers from.
I watched the videos for the Sanctuary battles. So I did get to see those. I downloaded them at the highest resolution so I could read all the chat that was going on and all the trash talking and such. Got to see familiar faces on the server and see, oh yeah, so-and-so's kicking butt, so-and-so's surviving, and, got to see familiar names get splattered, and yes, my evil girlfriend is shouting, go Zuka, because he was one of the last surviving on the losing team. Even in his big battle, it was kind of funny to watch, him getting quadruple teamed, Anyway, but see, that kind of stuff was interesting. Now, if we had then gone on to see, my nemesis there, Roid Abuse, I think he's the top merchant on the server. So as far as I'm concerned, he's the number one guy that I consider myself competing with. I mean, I know I can't compete in the actual game, but I could compete as a merchant. I would have loved to have seen him battling somebody on Lost City, because, that just would have been cool. It would have been interesting to see. Now, why didn't we have it? Well, probably because the PWI employees are scared of setting up a private server. I don't know. It's not that hard to do. Everything's stored in standard SQL databases. I mean, you can hire a high school kid to do this stuff for you if you can't figure it out yourself, but probably they were just scared. Probably they just felt, no, that's too ambitious. We better not risk it. Let's just have a PvE party rate battle. Having microphone troubles here. Just one moment.
You know what? I actually, before the tournament started, I PM'd Frankie Ray, who was in charge of the tournament, and I said, okay, if you want, we can do something really cool. I figured a way to get streaming video on the internet so I can enter the arena and videotape it and like do like a TV show out of it. And I never got an answer, as you can tell.
Well, again, I look at that, and I think he probably didn't have the authority, or you know, he just didn't feel confident enough to give the go-ahead to organize that kind of thing. So, from his perspective, it's probably the easiest thing to do is pretend he didn't ever heard you. That's just
because
my suspicion.
I never got any answer. I mean, like I often say on the forums, even a go to hell would make me happy.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I'm always worried that, you know, here we are, we're talking about this game that we play incessantly, and here we are, we're just bashing the company incessantly. I think it's because I really wish, I just wish things could be better, or at the very least we'd know why they are the way they are. So that we would have some sort of hope. Like, if you were told, well, this is, we're sorry, but this is what happened, then at least you can plan for that, you know. And I look at the game and I think, you know, everyone bashes it and says, you know, oh, they never fix bugs. And then I go, actually, they fixed this bug, and they fixed that bug, and they fixed this bug. They actually did fix a bunch of bugs. Oh, I don't care about those ones. They didn't fix this bug, you know. And they said, well, they never gave us new content. And then it's like, well, actually, they gave us, you know, a new instance, and they gave us another new instance, and they gave us more fashion, and they gave us more mounts, and they gave us more items. Oh, I don't care about that stuff. That's not what I care about. Well, it's new content. So there's a lot of bashing of the game that just goes on, like, reflexively. And yet, compared to a lot of free-to-play games, PW puts a lot more money into this game and a lot more effort into this game than most companies I know, and they do keep supporting it. So obviously they want this game to succeed. It's just whoever is deciding that the public is our enemy, we can't bring them on board, we don't want them to know too much. Why? It doesn't make sense.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. I mean, this game could be like even more successful than World of Warcraft, which is a pay-to-play game that has like a better community management and stuff. We could have that if the people in charge of the community actually cared about it.
Well, I suspect that a lot of them do care, but that whatever, we'll never know. We're on the outside, and the company does have this, you know, cone of silence around it. There's something that is preventing the things from improving or changing, and I guess we'll just never know. It is one of those things that we're just going to have to live with and just kind of shake our heads and think, wow, I wish I could really get behind this game, because it's really close. It's got so many of the right ingredients, and they could take it to the next level. But, you know, instead we get a whole lot of development on things like Core Connect, and no development on actual communication. You know, they'll make technology which
right.
is supposed to make it this wonderful community, but then when the community says, okay, let's talk, let's be a community, they shut down. They don't want to talk, they don't want to acknowledge any sort of conversation. You don't dare talk about like the existence of private servers and such. No, they just, in, according to PWI, they don't exist. You know, the existence of bots don't exist. You know, they just don't talk about these issues. They don't want you to talk about these issues. I can understand to some degree they don't want to spread things, but really they just want to have, you know, their version of the game out there, and every other conversation gets shut down. I'm wondering, I guess, you know, we're sort of halfway through here. I think ultimately a lot of people are tuning in because they want to get hot tips. They want to know, where's the money, and where should I be investing in the game? You know, what's your feeling on the outlook on whether or not they're going to be serious about reducing sales, or do you think that they're going to start just having sales again, just like old times?
Well, to be honest, I think they will not stop the sales, but they will make less back sales. That's the only thing I can see them do. Reduce the back sales. That's all. They won't stop doing sales because it's their income. Why would they stop to do that? But yeah, less back sales.
But yeah,
they won't
stop. Well, I think they're they have said, well, we're going to reduce the. I think Frankie Ray said that China has asked that they reduce these, remove these items from the shops, and then we have the announcement to the shareholders that this is PW China's official stance that they're going to try to reduce monetization. So the impression seems to be, especially when they put stuff on, you know, quote unquote sale for a higher price than it's been in like a year, and it kind of gives this impression that, oh no, maybe the days of super cheap Dragon Orb Oceans are gone, and maybe I need to like buy them all up right now, and then everybody's worried, are we going to have rep sales again? Maybe that's it. Maybe they're not going to sell rep for cheap anymore. What is your feeling? Are the people who didn't get rank 8 and rank 9, are they out to lunch now?
Honestly, talking about it with you right now, I just had the feeling that if they're already doing it, like not putting rank on sale or not putting the orbs on sale and stuff, what they might try to do it, and I'm not sure, I mean, it's just theory, but they might be trying to make PWI like a pay-to-play game. Because if they reduce their monetization, they have to earn money somehow. I mean, don't fool me. They have to earn something. So, I just had that thought. What do you think about it?
I highly doubt it, simply because the rest of the industry is doing the opposite. The money is in the free-to-play games right now. And you're seeing more and more games switching to a free-to-play model, and I can only say as a merchant, watching what some people spend on what's supposed to be a free-to-play game, I would think that the money is still a free-to-play model, because you'll see somebody come up to your shop and just drop like the equivalent of like $500 buying items on your shop just on a whim. You know, you go to the gold auction and you're able to pick up another, you know, $300, $400 of somebody's cash within 20 minutes. So you see the amount of money that some people are throwing into this game, and you realize that, yeah, there's a lot of money in these so-called free-to-play games because some people just have to spend to get ahead. So I doubt that they would ever switch to a pay-to-play model because it would, I mean, they're already ahead. I mean, if the rest of the industry is switching to this model, and PWI has experience with it, they have a successful, proven stable of games, and they know how to do it well, you know, despite all our criticisms, they do know how to do it well, and they are very successful. I can't see them switching. I don't know exactly what their plan is, if their prices are going to go up or down, but I think they're dedicated to the free-to-play model.
Okay. That was just a thought. That maybe makes more sense. yeah.
Well, you know, I think my feeling, like, this is just a hunch, you know, I can't guarantee anything, but my feeling is that sales, as usual, will probably be what we're going to see in the future. I think people who are worried that we're not going to see rank sales, they'll be back. I can't prove that. You know, it's just my hunch based upon everything I know about this company and all their history. If they were serious about removing things from the cash shop, then they would have taken wildlife packs out of the cash shop. But they're still on sale for 18 gold for 50 of them. Plus, you get like a ridiculously massive stack of hypers for your cat shop, which, you know, it's just, I think every merchant out there is trying to figure out, what do I do with these things? I mean, if you're fortunate enough to have your cat shop on your main account, you can get an account stash stone and transfer them over. But if you're like me, you got a dedicated merchant account, and you got your player account, and I'm like, okay, well, I have to buy with my regular character just so I can use the darn things.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what I would be if I was saying. Actually, you know, so right now I'm taking a pose of merchanting and just trying to level up and just getting a TW gear that is pure awesomeness. And you know, I'm trying to dedicate myself to that, so I kind of gave up on the merchanting thing. But contrary to what someone said about wildlife packs selling on my server, I just see two cash shops out of the whole West are selling those, the wild shop, the wildlife one. You know, what do you think on your server? Is it a big hit, or is it like a splash in the water?
It's been on Sanctuary, at least. I haven't really tried to sell them. I basically dropped all my money, all my gold, into the Dragon Orb 1s. And that's why when, you know, I wasn't able to buy any 11s or 12s when they came out. I wasn't too worried. I felt that those would have been the less successful investment. I don't know if that would have been true or not. Obviously it wasn't. But we had no way of knowing that they were going to do what they did. Well, as far as wildlife packs go, I only had maybe about 400, 500 of them. And then when they announced that, oh yeah, we're going to give away these Hyperstones, I figured, okay, well, what's the most I'm ever going to need? I'll buy, you know, an additional 600 wildlife packs and sell them at cost. So if there were other merchants thinking like me, selling them at cost just to get a stack of free Hyperstones that would, you know, basically last you for the life of the game, then I would imagine that if you're trying to make a profit, they probably weren't very profitable. But I don't know. I'm sure that somebody out there is going to say, no, actually, I made a ton. I've been making a killing. I've been making $30 million a day. I'm sure somebody out there has done that. But I personally wouldn't know. I do know, though, that on the Lost City server, my experimental alt, who is still level 17, sold lots of them without any trouble. You know, Lost City, I'm sorry. You guys are great at PvP, but your merchants suck. Sorry, but there's virtually no competition on that server. I mean, you can make money hand over fist on that server with very little effort because the merchants there they just don't compete. If the Sanctuary merchants had it as easy as the Lost City merchants, boy, we would all just be running around with, you know, plus 12 everything. Because on Sanctuary, it's very cutthroat. The merchants there are vicious to each other, which is fine by me. I think we're really trying to understand. So I guess going forward here, do we... I'm reluctant to give like a hot tip here to anybody who was looking for my advice as a merchant. I'll be honest, you know, I wrote all these different guides to give people, you know, to help people make money, and a lot of people are telling me it's very successful, and I'm glad. I mean, I'm really happy that people have figured this out, and it's helped people to enjoy the game. But, you know, I found that when I got to this last section, and I know lots of people are probably wondering, why isn't he written the final part of the guide? I've got a billion coins, I need to know what to do with them. You know what? I really struggled with this last section because all the other sections I was writing from memory. I was writing, you know, this was what worked for me. But this section, I'm still working on it. I still am not sure exactly what to do when you have more money than you can use. For example, you know, if I know that, you know, when these Dragon Rome 11 and 12s came out, I knew, like, yeah, the price of gold is going to skyrocket, but I don't have time to sell. I have to sell gold. I have to, like, quickly liquidate. I had, like, 200 and something gold, so I quickly liquidated it. When the price went through the roof, yes, I would have preferred to have bought items with that, but I knew I wouldn't have been able to move them in time. So I'm finding I'm supplementing what I normally would have done in the past with whatever I can do now. And so several times I've started writing this sort of final section of the guide and stopped myself because I'm realizing, you know what, I'm not giving people advice here that's proven. I'm giving them my thoughts and opinions and theories. And I'm reluctant to tell people, you know, do this when I don't know from past experience it'll work. I'm getting closer to writing that final section of the guide. There's a lot number of things that I know for certain do work. That are good advice for people who have, you know, more money than you can really invest effectively in the game. You know, how do you still use it? How do you still make a profit as a merchant? And I really wish that, you know, one of my hopes in starting to write these guys is that maybe the other, you know, super successful merchants would come out of the woodwork and start sharing some of their secrets, but unfortunately it doesn't seem that I've lured very many out. They're still, you know, they're still like, that Warren Wolfe, what a, yeah. They probably read my guide and they probably laugh and go, that guy doesn't know what he's doing, you know. They're probably, you know, chuckling to themselves, but, you know, I tried. I tried, guys. I really did.
To be honest, I got lots of feedbacks about your guides being, you know, awesome. You help lots of people enjoying this game even more.
Yeah, I would hope so. I would hope that...
I have a question.
Yeah, more people would just merchant. Sure, go ahead.
What would be, because I have people PMing me in-game, asking me what's the newest hot deal. What for you right now would be worth investing? Because I know, but to be honest, I don't see any opportunity right now that would be worth me investing my money in it and spending my time in West Ark trying to sell them, buying gold and stuff. So. What do you think about it?
Well, this is actually an easy question. Right at the moment, it's perfect chests. Everybody keeps saying that nobody wants metal pets anymore. You don't bother with perfect chests. Don't bother with perks and phoenixes. Nobody wants them. It ain't true. The last time that perfect chests were on sale, I had been buying and selling perfect chests at 5% markup, and I had been buying and selling Dragonfire packs at 5% markup, and I kept track of them. And based upon what was happening, I thought, well, the numbers are saying invest 2/3 of your money in the Dragonfire packs. They're outselling the perfect chests. So I did that. I bought about 1,200 gold worth of Dragonfire packs, and then about 800 gold worth of perfect chests. And within 2 weeks, it was clear I had gotten it perfectly backwards, because the perfect chests were outselling the Dragonfire packs 2-1. And it didn't seem to matter. I kept, you know, I would inch up the price more and more and more, and they would keep selling. They would just keep selling and selling and selling. And it didn't take me long to run out of the perfect chests. And I thought, you know, gosh, I still have this huge stack of Dragonfire packs. Now, it worked out okay, because even though I've got over half of my Dragonfire packs still, they haven't gone back on sale. But the perfect chests went back on sale. So, you know, it worked out perfect, actually. Now, I'm buying tons of gold right now. At this moment, I consider gold low. It's selling for around 1.3 million on my server. I'm looking at that and thinking that's a deal, because worst case scenario, I'm going to buy a whole bunch of perfect chests and a whole bunch of, even though I don't want all those stupid three hypers, I'm going to buy a bunch of wildlife packs. But much more emphasis on the perfect chests. Of course, having said that, one thing that has really huge change is the existence of the European servers. Any merchants out there, if you're not logging in to the European servers to see what the sales are going to be ahead of time, you need to do that. They're not always accurate. Sometimes they do change things late, but being able to log in and see, oh, you know, this is what's going on sale, immediately allows you to make a much better decision as to whether or not you should, you know, start buying a stack of whatever is on sale, or whether or not you should maybe buy a small stack of it before it goes off sale in order to save your money for the next upcoming sale. And so I'm buying gold right now because I figure it's not going to go down before these sales end. And if these sales are ending and nothing good is coming up, I'll buy. If the sales are ending and, oh, guess what, everybody, rep sales are back on, now you can get your rank 9. Boom, now I'll just keep my gold and then purchase a whole ton of rank stuff and reputation badges and such. This is where we're all kind of wondering if they would tell us what their plans are. Are they really going to reduce the stuff? Or are they going to continue with sales? It would really help. I've never always been against these fire sales. I think that, you know, like people who support them and say, you know, oh, you're just jealous. No, it's not that. It's that, let's say somebody goes and says, I want to buy something, and they pay full price, and the next day the price drops one third. That was somebody who was supporting your company, and you just stuck it to them. So I would like to see more consistency with the prices. It's not good for merchants. I mean, merchants, don't get me wrong, when the prices go up and down like this, we make a fortune. I mean, it's on a personal level, I love the fact that, you know, oh yeah, make those prices go up and down, you know, I'll cash in, I'll make tons of money. But you know what, I got more than enough money, I don't need to be ridiculously stinking rich. I'm enjoying the game with what I have. And it does kind of suck when you hear somebody who was supporting the game is now feeling like, gee, I shouldn't have put money into the game. And yeah, so right now you've got the situation where if you have rank 9, you're clearly dominant on your server. And people who don't have it yet are thinking, is that it? Am I out? Like, are they not going to bring it back? And I'm basically only ever going to be a second class player now, no matter how much I spend?
No. Are you still there?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm here. I'm just misclicking with my mouse here. Yeah, no, the especially the people who did manage to plus 12 everything during those 2 days, you know, they're just dominating. I mean, they're just laughing. You know, good for them, but I don't, you know, what about the people who would like to be there? I guess the dream is that you'll then go and you'll be so impatient that you pay full price. Well, maybe if full price is, you know, 10-20% more, then I can see people doing that. I know that as a merchant, that's how I make my money, is 10-20% markup for people who are impatient. And they're willing to pay it. They're happy to pay it. But when, you know, it's 60-80%, I mean, clearly if you were looking to refine something right now, you can't buy dragon orbs at this, you know, quote-unquote sale price when you know that, you know, less than a month ago they were just pennies. They were practically free. I mean, you're going to be sitting here waiting and thinking, well, I'm not going to refine my stuff now, and I'm certainly not going to buy a reputation now. And so you're kind of stuck in a holding pattern. And I just don't see that they can sustain that. They've got to have a sale at some point. They've got to bring the stuff back. Otherwise, I don't know, they're in for a long, long lean period before enough players have left the game that the new batch of players no longer remembers these incredibly cheap prices and starts buying again. See, we're coming up to our end time here. Getting close to an hour and a bit, and my throat's getting dry. Tired out.
Hey, guys.
Hello, hello.
Oh, hey.
Can we answer any questions for you today?
Yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm a bit late because you already talked about this topic, and I didn't feel like interrupting you. But, yeah, so I had a question about Perfect Chests. I heard you were talking about them. And I was actually wondering if you really think that people rather buy a gamble on having maybe like all the things at once, like all the feathers or like all whatever at once, rather than just buying the feathers and not having luck, or, you know, this factor of maybe having it, maybe not having it.
Well, I can only speak to that. Yeah, yes. Short answer is yes. I don't know why. It's not my thing. I almost never gamble. Because, you know, I look at it like, okay, if I make 10% profit 7 times, I've doubled my money. So I'm willing to do that because it doesn't take very long. And so, like to get, like for example, I remember when the first BattleTech pack sale came, we made enough profit during the sale to be able to afford, I think, like 1.5 pets. So by just, you know, consistently, no gambling, just, you know, consistent, meager profits repetitively again and again and again, we got what we wanted, guaranteed, plus more. Having said that, though, I look at Perfect Chests and I watch them just disappear. And you can see people will come up to the shop and they'll buy one. 1, 5, 10, 20, 20, 20, 20, and then it'll just escalate, and you'll watch this person, and you can look at the time sometimes, and they might stand there for 3 hours, and they'll just buy perfect chests consistently, and then there'll be like maybe a 10-minute gap, and then they're back again, buying more and more and more. When people want to gamble, they tell themselves, well, I'll just buy 10. But then, of course, they bought 10. They say, well, you know, come on, I'll buy 10 more. And once they're like 100 in, now they're thinking to themselves, well, you know, I can't spend all this money for nothing. Now I have to. I mean, this is just gambling. I mean, this has been countless, you know, stories written about gambling. Do I have a qualm personally, morally, about selling this stuff? Not in the least. because it's a video game. I think I would be upset in real life to watch people throw their money away, but it's just a video game, and I look at people who are gambling and think, well, if that's not what you want to do in a video game, I guess it's your money or your fake money or whatever. But yeah, that's my short answer. Yeah. So the short answer is people love to gamble, and even though the odds are against them, they will take the gamble a lot more. And I don't know if it's getting worse because I used to be able to sell. When you go through Cube, you get those gold boxes. They have a 1 in 10 chance of winning a million. Used to be able to sell them for like 135,000. So you're selling them 35,000 over what they're actually worth. It seems like no matter what price I put on them, they sell now. I can put like 210, which is ridiculous. It's an absurd price. And you've got a 1 in 10 chance of winning a million. Why would you spend that much on that? But it seems like the newer players are even more bigger gamblers than the old players. Prices just keep going up and up and up. The odds of winning keep getting slimmer and slimmer and slimmer, and yet they just keep selling more and more and more.
I actually thought they were a joke. I don't know. I never thought somebody would make actually a lot of profit with that, with those boxes.
I can't really explain half of what I see people doing. I don't understand why people will buy certain things. This is why I lost a lot of money in the game. Fake money, of course, but I lost a lot of fake money in the game thinking that, this is the smart decision, so people are clearly going to want this and investing heavily, and people didn't want that. So I stopped trying to second-guess people, and I just kind of, whatever they want to buy at whatever price they want to pay, even if I just have to shake my head and say, why? Why do people do that? Like, for example, why do people... I won't say it. A friend sells a certain item, and I won't say what it is because I have no qualms with exposing what I sell, buy and sell. But other people have their own secrets, and I respect that. And I'm not going to share their secrets if they want to keep them secret.
Well, thanks for the information.
Well, you're welcome. I hope it helps. And by all means, make sure you test. I mean, I always test even things that used to sell definitely guaranteed in the past. I always test them, and that's really the biggest piece of advice I can give is always check. See if your customers are still buying before you spend a whole bunch of your money and invest in a whole bunch of stuff.
I feel like I don't have enough money to test like several things out, so I guess it's a risk, and if you don't have enough money, then I don't feel like it's
the thing is though, it scales. When you don't have as much money, you can afford to go with the one thing that you're reasonably sure of. And if you're wrong, you can get out of it. For example, I once bought, how many did I buy? I bought 800 Perfect Horns, I think it was. Because Perfect Horns were, incredibly popular. Everyone was just spamming, and the forums were on fire with, Perfect Horns are driving you insane, and they announced that they were going to take them out because of the protests were so high. Now, I thought, these things are incredibly popular. Everybody wants these things. They're going to take them out permanently. I mean, that's a sure thing. It's a sure thing. So I bought, a huge stack of them. Now, the total investment, I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't that much. It was a fifth of my total worth at the time, I think, if I'm remembering things correctly. And anyway, they didn't sell. Nobody wanted them. Because what would happen is that, when everybody was doing it, it was the hot thing. But when one person did it, everybody would spam that person with, you know, die, if I find you, I will destroy you. But it wasn't fun. You know, being the only guy with the perfect horn wasn't funny. You know, and nobody, so that's what happened, is nobody wanted them. And so it took me almost a year to get out of that mistake. Because I had all this money and I had made a foolish investment, it cost me. The same is also true with watching the hockey playoffs with your cousin while buying your merchandise and clicking on the wrong item and buying, you know, 1,000 of the wrong thing and going, oh, whoops, I just spent 500 gold on the wrong item. And today I'm looking at my shop and it's like I'm down to 30 of them remaining, and I'm like, oh, thank you, please. And I lost money. It was a big loss. So the more money you have, you know, yeah, you're free to experiment more, but you pay for your mistakes. Whereas if you haven't got much more money, yeah, you can't, you're right, you can't experiment as much. But if you do make a mistake, you can generally liquidate your stuff and get out and try again within maybe a week or two. So, I mean, there's pluses and minuses. I mean, obviously it's better to have more money, but,
budget, then that means you can only buy, like, a lower amount of what you want to experiment with. Then that means that you might not have, like, a trend. You might have only one person who just wants to buy them all just to try it out or something. So, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. It is more clumpy. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I've experienced what you're talking about. Sometimes you've only got a little bit and it's selling out constantly. Like I remember back when I used to sell oracles. This is, of course, you know, back when we were Hyperstones and stuff, and the oracles were huge. You would have some days where you couldn't stock your shop fast enough, and you would just be like, wow, oracles are really selling, and then it was like somebody would just turn off a switch, because presumably what was happening is one or two people on the server were buying you out, and you got this impression that these things were super high demand, and then that person stopped buying, and then all of a sudden, you know, like you're sitting there for a week lowering your price, hoping, please, somebody buy these things so I can buy something else and invest. Yeah, I mean, I've been there. I know what that's like. See, you're just saying is true. I do know that it's possible to make money at all levels. That's why I wrote multiple sections of the guides to say that, you know, your strategies change as you get more money. Generally, though, as you get more money, it does get harder and harder to multiply it. You can add to it, you know, like I can make a lot more profit on a daily basis than I used to, but the total amount I'm having is going up by a smaller percentage each time. It gets harder and harder to double your money or make your 10% profit on all of your money as you get richer. So you have to get better and better if you want to keep moving up and up and up. I don't know how high people generally want to go. I kind of always figured that if you can pay for your repairs and basic, you know, wines and stuff like that, then your goal, you're pretty much, you're better than 95% of the players out there. By all means, be happy if you can do that as a merchant, just in your spare time. And then anything beyond that is just, it's just gravy. It's just, you know, it's whatever. But the difference between having, you know, plus 5 or plus 10, it doesn't really affect as much as people think it does. I'm still here. I'm thinking. I think I need a drink. Actually. Well, is there anything else we wanted to close with or discuss before we head off tonight?
I think that even if we did it, like challenges that we wanted to talk about. Maybe we went a little off about
That's good.
The trashing people you need.
Yeah, and I keep feeling bad about it because I don't want to trash this company. It's just that, you know, you want to get behind them and you want to say, no, this is, look at all the good things they've done. Look at all the nice things they've done. But it's just hard when they put up a stone wall, you know. I guess maybe end on a lighter note. I highly recommend my evil girlfriend has... she just got recently attacked on her Facebook page because she was telling people about my latest exploits. Anybody who can, I highly recommend that you go kill bots. And it's an enormously amusing thing. You know, we finally got the marriage quest after, like, I don't know how many years of playing. And so we're doing these marriage quests, and we're like, why are all these Venos standing around? And we realized they were botting. And so I went, they're botting. They're just sitting there and letting the monsters get killed. And so I'm like, well, we have to kill them. Well, I have to. This is my moral duty. So I went and grabbed Chen, you know, good old Chen, and dragged him over there. And sure enough, he goes and starts attacking, and the pets then attack Chen, and then now the pets are attacking Chen. The monsters that are attacking the Venos are focusing on the Venos, and we killed off like a stack of Venomancers in a very short time. Of course, you know, chortling the whole time, cackling amongst ourselves, and and you know, I can't believe you're so evil. It's like, what? They deserve it. They're you know, I just couldn't not do that because I felt, as players, if we can help PWI to eliminate botters, it's our moral duty to do so. So if you're one of the Venomancers on Sanctuary and you wondered why you woke up and your Venomancer has been dead, it was probably me. And I'll do it again. I will be doing it repeatedly. So just let you know. I highly encourage those of you on the other servers, make sure you slaughter botters anytime you see them. We don't want that kind of nonsense. We don't want this to turn into a gold farming thing. You know, let's keep the PWE clean as we can. Do your duty. Clean up. Kill a bot. Anyway, just thought I'd end on that note. And my evil girlfriend. My evil girlfriend is pointing out that it does not help the noobs, which is what people are saying. You know, like, oh, you should leave the bots alone because they distract the monsters from the noobs. Yeah, whatever. Kill bots. Kill them all. Kill them on sight. Anyway, so I guess this is a good night from our second ever podcast. And good talking with you. I guess we'll have to do this again. I think so. We'll have to do this more regularly.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Hard to, you know, find something to talk about for an hour and a half.
Yeah, well, fortunately, PWE helps us out with these wonderful news items that they give us sometimes. We'll let the forums fill up with some more Flame Wars, and then once we have that for them, we'll have another podcast. Take care.
Okay, awesome. Okay. Take care, everyone. See ya.
You too.
Okay, so that's all for today. We hope to see you again soon on the next episode of the podcast, which I don't know where it will be, but, well, we'll figure it out. Until then, see you guys and take care.